We see in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11 that there's only one foundation. He says, for no other foundation that can be laid. That when a person receives Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they have the right foundation. That if you don't have the right foundation and you start building, then you're just building upon sinking sand.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of part two of Coming Up Light on God's Scale. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of part two of Coming Up Light on God's Scale.
Have we seen a change in their life? How to put on weight? I want to walk worthy. Can you go back, AJ, to that slide before? I want to walk weighty, right? I want to walk weighty. Whenever I walk, I want to put my foot down and I want to leave a footprint. I want to walk worthy, right? What does that word worthy mean in Colossians 1:10? It means to have weight, and not just any old weight, but weight that's of value. So that's the first concept, that when we are put in God's balances, do we have weight? Are we living a weighty life? The second thing that I want to look at, the second concept, is this idea of enduring the fire. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, as we look at enduring the fire. The first one, to have weight, to leave an impression. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall test every man's work of what sort it is. And if a man's work abide, which he hath built upon it, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned up, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. The second picture is enduring the fire. We see in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11 that there's only one foundation. He says, for no other foundation that can be laid. That when a person receives Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they have the right foundation. That if you don't have the right foundation and you start building, then you're just building upon sinking sand. You know, I like that. I like that song. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Right? There's a concept, and I've shared this with you before, called the shamrock. Right? And the shamrock is when people stand, they think they're standing on a rock, but it's a false rock. It's a rock that's a sham, that it has no substance. It has no foundation. It's nothing that you can do to stand on. And so I rewrote the title or the words of this song, and I said, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other rocks are sham rocks. Make sure you're not standing on a sham rock, right? Make sure you're standing on the solid rock, that when you pray and you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, the day that Christ came into your life, you laid the right foundation. Hey, hey, hey. And now we can start to build. That's why, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm trying to trust in my good works, right? And they're trying to let their good works be the foundation. You know, you can do all kind of good works. You can buy Girl Scout cookies and help little old ladies across the street. You can do all that stuff, but that's a faulty foundation. If you're trying to stand on that foundation, that's a shamrock. That's not going to hold you up. See, you that's getting the cart before the horse, right? And you're trying to do the works and lay the foundation. But you can't even begin to build until you get the right foundation. And the right foundation is Jesus Christ. And so we pray today that you have the right foundation, which is Christ. And then he goes on to say in verse 12, now if any man build upon this foundation, so he's talking about building upon the foundation, that if you've got the right foundation, now you can build on the foundation. And notice the six elements that you can use to build. He says gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble. So as you build upon the foundation, you can see here that this chart shows that a lot of our works fall into these categories. And we're going to see here in a second that all of us probably have a little bit of each one in us. And I'm going to show you how. We're going to look at that in a second. So we all have the foundation. Praise God for the foundation. And we all have works that we build upon: gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or stubble. And now we see, as a result of the foundation, as a result of the building implements, we see in verse 13 that every man or woman, that your work is going to be made manifest, that God is going to expose you. God is going to expose you. He's going to drill down into, if you go back, Sister AJ, to the previous slide, God is going to drill down into this house that you have built. And he's going to find out which of your works have been gold, silver, precious stone. And he's going to find out which of your works have been wood, hay, or stubble. That it's going to be manifested one day. You know, I was going to use this as my conclusion, but I'll go ahead and throw it in here right now. That there was a guy in the Royal Orchestra, I believe it was of China, and he couldn't play. He had the flute, but he couldn't play. But because he was wealthy, that the emperor let him be in the orchestra. And so every time the orchestra would play, that he would just put the flute up to his mouth and, you know, blow and use his hand cymbals to, you know, make everybody think that he was playing. Well, this went on for years. And the conductor one day resigned, and they hired a new conductor. And he said that he wanted to get with each and every person in the orchestra just to, you know, see how they measured up. And so he started having people come and play. And so this guy's turn to come and play. And he acted like he was sick. And he went and tried to get a doctor's excuse, and the doctor said, "You're not sick." And so he had to go play before the new conductor. And when he got there, you know, he had to fess up that he couldn't play. And so that's where we get the expression, face the music. It's time to face the music. It comes from that guy who played in that orchestra. Well, there's coming a day when, you know, we might have, I said last week, we can fool some of the people some of the time. We can fool all of the people all the time. But excuse my English, we can't fool God no time, right? And so one day we're going to have to face the music. And, you know, we're going to have our works there. And as we face the music, God says that he's going to manifest what type of work that we had. Verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, shall be revealed. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall test every man's work of what sort it is. Now, you know, we can debate whether this is a literal fire or a figurative fire. You know, personally, you know, it don't make a lot of difference. You know, the fact is that God is going to weigh our works. And whether it's by a literal fire or whether it's by a figurative fire, that our works are going to be put to the test. And on that day, we're going to have to face the music. He says that it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall test every man's work of what sort it is. Then verse 14, we see, if your works remain, that you will be rewarded. Verse 14, if any man's work abide, which he or she hath built on it, he shall receive a reward. That when your works go through the fire, whatever is left on the other side, right? Whatever is left, that you will be rewarded for it. And the Bible talks about five crowns, and I'm not going to get into a study of the crowns today, but these are rewards that we will receive if our works abide. There's the crown of victory, and that's for people who discipline themselves. There's the crown of rejoicing, which is for the one who wins souls. There's the crown of righteousness, which the one who longs to see the Lord come. There's a crown of glory, and sad to say that's only for the pastor. So, and then there's the crown of life, which is for those who have endured temptation. So if your works go through, if your works are gold, silver, or precious stone, then you are going to receive a reward. But if your works burn up, verse 15, you are going to suffer loss. But the good news is that you still won't be saved. See, even though your works are burned up, you still are not going to burn up. All right, verse 15. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. So when your works burn up, all there's going to be is a pile of ashes. And if you scoop those ashes up and you, if you scoop those ashes up and you put them on God's scale, you're going to come up light every time. You're going to come up light every time. That's why, saints, what we do here matters. Some people say, well, you know, you just talk about, Pastor Glaze, you just talk about this pie in the sky, by and by. Look, man, you know, that's way down there. But the fact of the matter is that one day all of us are going to have to stand before the Lord, and we're going to have to give an account of our life. And what we do down here matters. That's why we need to be busy about doing the Lord's work, so that we are building gold, silver, or precious stone, right? And that we're not building wood, hay, and stubble. Because when our works are tried, we want them to come through. And so, yeah, now I know we got the super, Pastor, I just serve God. I'm not worried about the reward. You know, I know that, you know, we got, you know, people that, I'm just doing it because I love Jesus, right? Right? Come on, man. The Bible said we're going to get a reward, right? So I love God, and I'm serving God because I love him. And that's first and foremost why I serve him, you know, because he first loved me. You know, man, I love him. I serve him. But the fact of the matter is, if God said we're going to get a reward, then we're going to get a reward. You know, why are you going to argue with that? Why are you going to get super spiritual and just say, I don't want a reward? Okay, well, you can just slump around heaven and, you know, you not have any. But, you know, the Bible says that, and I don't, you know how literal we are to take this, but in Revelation 4, it says that we are going to cast our crowns at his feet. And so I believe that throughout eternity, you know, that we'll be, you know, it's just like graduation day, right? On graduation day, everybody is happy because they graduate. Everybody is happy because they graduate. But then there's some that graduate magna cum laude and summa cum laude, right? And there's just something a little bit special about their graduation, right? But then there's people in that other group, and they graduate, oh Lordy, and praise the Lordy, right? there's going to be a difference, you know, between, again, we all happy because we graduate. That's the main thing, you know, that we graduate. But there's something extra special about those that, you know, have received those recognitions. And so, yeah, man, we're going to be happy to be in heaven. Man, it's going to be a great day to be in heaven. But there's going to be something extra special if I can have what I've done for the Lord to be reflected in heaven. And that, and again, you know, in heaven, there's not going to be any egos. In heaven, there's not going to be, you know, any, you know, me, myself, and I. In heaven, it's going to be all about the Lord. It's going to be all about Jesus. And having these rewards are just going to humble us and say, thank you, Lord. See, I mean, if having these rewards in heaven is about your ego, then, you know, God is going to snatch them from you. You know, he's going to say, give me that back. If it's about your ego, it's not about your ego. It's about Christ. And it's about our love for Christ and the fact that God blesses us so that we can say, Lord, this is what I did for you. You know, it wasn't about me. This is what I did for you. And so we see that some people's work will go through the fire, and some work will be burned up. And so this is the key. Right here, the fire. What is the fire going to test? The fire is going to test your motives, right? The fire will test your motives, because you might have a work that looks like gold, silver, or precious stone, but when it hits the fire, you know, when Jesus is standing there, you're in my imagination, right? You know, again, I don't know that there's going to be a fire or a furnace or anything like that. So I'm just in my imagination. You know, Jesus is going to be standing there, right? And your works are going to go through the fire. And they're going to be torched, right? Wood, hay, or stubble. And all of a sudden, in heaven, there's going to be smoke, right? And you're going to say, Jesus, where you at? I can't see you, Jesus. Because of the smoke, right? From your works. And so the fire will test your motives. And so there's many other things that we can ask, but let me just leave you with these three things, that as we talk about, you know, our works and what will happen when they go through the fire. The first thing that we need to ask ourselves about our motives, because again, the fire is going to reveal your motive. It's going to reveal your motive. And is this in line with God's will for me? Or is it something that I wanted to do? Is this in line with God's will for me? Was this something that God wanted me to do? Is this something that God had for me? Or is this something that I just did because I wanted to do it? Right? Yeah. This, I wanted to do this. Well, if you wanted to do it, it is not what God wanted you to do. Man, you can build up all the gold and all the silver and all the precious stone. You can build all that up. But when it hits the fire, it's just going to burn right up because your motive was not right. You know, there's a verse, and it's in Romans. Turn there. I think hopefully the Lord will let me find this verse real quick. I think it's in Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. Okay. All right. Well, no, can't put my hand on it right now. But it actually talks about the fact that, you know, God is going to reveal what every man's work is. That whatever work that we did, God will reveal it in that day. And so, wait a minute. Okay, look at verse 6. It says, who will render to every man according to his deeds. That God will render, now that's not the verse that I want, but since I'm there and I saw that one, that God will render to every person according to their deeds, because he knows what your motive is. And so, did you do it because it's something that you wanted to do, or did you do it because that's what God wanted you to do? Did I do this because I had a sense of call of God, or because I felt pressure by human beings? You know, did I do what I did because God called me to do it, or did I feel like I was pressured by someone to do it? You know, when it hits the fire, if you did it because you wanted to please mama or daddy or somebody else, when it hits the fire, it's going to be torched. And then did I do this for God's glory, or did I do it for my ego? You know, what is the reason that I did this? So if I sing in the choir, you know, am I singing to make people shout, or am I singing to glorify God? Right? If I'm giving, am I giving to be acknowledged, or you know, for my gift, or am I given to see the kingdom of God advanced? You know, what's my motive as I think about my service to God? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Are my motives clear? Are my motives pure? And you know, when I stand before God that day, you know, if my motives have been pure, you know, gold, silver, precious stone. It might not be gold or silver. It might be precious stone. But it'll go through the fire and it will come out on the other side. If my motive is impure, it's going to be wood, hay, stubble, and it's going to burn up. Which leads me to my last point. Do you have worthless works or worthy works? When they put on the scale, worthless works, wood, hay, and stubble, that equals ashes. And when you put that on God's scale, you will come up light every time. But if your works are worthy, gold, silver, precious stone, you'll have that purified matter, and it will balance out the scales of God. When you are put on God's scale, will you come up light? Will you come up light?
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Resolutions to a Holy Life. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, part two of Coming Up Light on God's Scale, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request part two of Coming Up Light on God's Scale. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request part two of coming up light on God's scale, or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.